Our next guest is in danger because he'll probably want to eat one of these.
But I'm holding the spoon, and I can just whap him on the head if he doesn't like it. No.
You see him on, actually, as a movie coming out, Stolen Women.
Stolen Women, this Sunday on CBS. He plays General Custer.
Yes, he does.
And we see him every Saturday on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Do we not? He plays the barkeeper and the brothel owner.
Ooh. Do we have a little instance of him at work?
Do we? I think we do.
Let's look at it, shall we?
I said,
if either of you ladies care for a sarsaparilla.
Well, that sounds quite refreshing, doesn't it, Hermes?
Yes, it does.
Please, you'll find everything to your liking at the Gold Nugget. And if you need anything, you let me know. I'm the owner.
Owner? Did you hear that, Hermes?
I heard.
Shall we?
Oh, yeah, here he is. William Shockley. Hey, you're a man of the old West. You're a man of the wild West. You're a strong man. You've been through a lot.
You're used to a gamey taste.
That's right. They haven't been dropped.
Wow.
Go ahead. Got your glass of water.
Is this Mr. Bill that I'm eating?
No, I think. Yes, these are my Girl Scout
cookies.
And I want you to be perfectly, absolutely honest. If they're not good, fine. But your opinion.
Don't stop chewing. He stopped chewing, Lorianne. He stopped chewing.
They're great. I love them.
They are pretty good, aren't they? No, stop that.
Stop my cookies.
Stop that. Wait a minute.
Okay, Mr. Bill just broke against the wall.
Those are actually pretty good.
They're very good.
They are good.
I love them.
Messing with them.
Lori Ann, those are good.
Are they really? Are they not bad?
Buttery.
I know. I just chewed some butter a moment ago. Yeah.
You're helping me to earn my badge, and I'm
sorry,
appreciate
that. I made a mess here, driving some milk.
What is it with you with all the Western roles? You're very good at them. You must be attracted to them.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Did you play cowboys and Indians when you were a kid?
I did.
Did you really?
I'm from Texas, so, you know, had my training as a kid.
Okay.
And the Custer thing just came up. I mean, it's a completely different kind of character.
You got the hair for Custer and all.
I got the hair for Custer.
The historical pictures of him and all.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story here on that? These women are...
Two female white settlers are kidnapped, and a year of searching by the United States Army leads to nothing. Custer's called in, and in truth, 3 weeks, 100 miles, Custer finds them, like the hero that he is.
Yeah, he is a hero. And he sent us a clip. Did this need set up, this particular clip?
Set up. Yeah, this is as Custer arrives in Kansas in search. First confrontation with the townspeople.
Really?
All right.
There you go.
So your portrayal of Custer, what's
here we go.
I would rather die than fail you. I will find your daughter and bring her back home to you, safe and sound.
Better not be just talk, General. There are a few dead Indian gentlemen down in the Washita who know that I'm quite capable of action, sir.
Well, I understand it. It wasn't just dead gentlemen. There were women and children in that village.
If you mean to lecture me on the misfortunes of war, Reverend, you go right ahead. Meanwhile, I'm going to get your sister back.
We're going with you, Daniel and I.
Oh, delighted. We'll dash across the plains, rescue the damsels, we'll be back in a month.
Wow.
Ah.